Your Grace. Forgive me, I didn't mean to disturb you. It's just... you haven't come out of your room in days. Your advisors are beginning to worry. I know. I've told them over and over again that you're not sick. You simply wish to not be disturbed by anyone but myself. But even now I begin to worry. I do not wish to pry, Your Grace. I only wish to understand, to help you better. If there's anything I can do, anything at all, I beg of you, please, tell me. Unburden yourself. Surely there must be something. Your Grace. Might I sit beside you? Keep you company at least. I can imagine how lonely it's growing for you. You lie here in your bed all day, staring up at the canopy. I found myself wondering what it is you might be thinking about. Yes, of course, Your Grace. It is very stressful, your position. It has its faults. But there are those who need you, Your Grace. Whatever it is, you can tell me. I've been your friend and personal guard for many years. I've known you for most of my life, and I would die for you. If there is no one in this world you can trust, then surely, at least I fall under that. You haven't been eating much either. Which is why I've brought you this. I know they're out of season, but I thought they might cheer you up, so I had them shipped in. Quite expensive, I'll have you know. Well, do you like them? There's that smile. I knew you would. You always do. Your Grace. I had not thought you'd have such a reaction. To hug me. What if someone saw? Of course, Your Grace. I am honored to be embraced by you. Pardon? You wish for me to lie in bed with you? Would I not protect you better from right here? What if someone were to... Of course, Your Grace. I live to serve. If it would make you feel better, then how could I deny you? So, you're truly not sick? Oh, thank the gods. Well, I've already told you people were beginning to worry. They thought perhaps your reign was coming to an end. I told them it was nonsense, but... Well, there are many snakes in your court, Your Grace. As much as I hate to admit it. But you know this very much already. If I might speak freely, Your Grace. Does this perhaps have anything to do with... with your cousin? Just... well, they got married. The wedding was beautiful and so many smiling faces, theirs included. And yet you seemed distraught the entire time. I wondered if perhaps you might have felt more alone that day. And more alone in the days since. Their wedding, their love, a reminder of... Forgive me, I should not have said. No, it's... I spoke out of turn, Your Grace. Forgive me. I only meant that... if you need someone... anyone... I am always here for you. I wish to serve you... forever. And any way that I can. That being said, you have many tasks to attend to, Your Grace. Your advisors have been interceding on your behalf for as long as they could, but it is high time you've left and attended to your duties. Your people need you. I need you. I only meant that... it has been a while since we roamed the gardens and dined together. Things I always looked forward to with you. Of course, it's really what you want, Your Grace. I'd be more than happy to embrace you. Allow me to remove my armor. I don't think it's suitable for lying down on such a comfortable bed. It's like a cloud. I've never felt anything so light and soft. You mean to tell me you sleep on this every night? It's any wonder you haven't left your room in weeks. I feel as though it might never rise. As if it's drawing me in. Although I suspect that is not the same reason you have locked yourself in here these weeks. Come. Rest yourself on me. I can be your shoulder to cry on. You needn't do it, literally, but if the urge arises, you might also. You don't have to tell me what's going on, but if you need to, I'm here. I will always be here for you. Oh, you needn't apologize. It's all right. Things have been more tense at court, but I've done my best. As have your advisors and your... pompous perfumed lords. It's been fine. Tense, but fine. I can't imagine what must be going through your head. I've never seen you like this before. Well, it is quite hot today. I can't help it if I myself am warm. You are welcome to have any heat. I do not mind providing it for you, Your Grace. As I said, I'm here to serve. Forever and always. I see you're finally picking at my gift. I can hear your stomach growling from here. When was the last time you ate? Goodness, that long. You must forgive me for not coming sooner. I had no idea how much you needed me. You are the most important thing in my life, Your Grace. I hope you feel better soon. Truly. Your Grace, are you awake? There. Melt. Into your mattress. Let all your troubles melt away with you. You are not yet asleep. I thought... Sorry. I only meant to comfort you. You wish to speak of it now? I see. So it was that. You have had many offers. You've denied them all. Are they not suitable? I thought all of them great beauties, but... You already have someone in mind. I see. Is it one of the ladies at court? You think she does not love you back? Well, why don't you ask her? I'm sure. I see. It is a matter of status. And you, my king, cannot marry someone of low birth. But you are king. Forgive me for being so vile as to suggest it, but might you not court her in secret? You needn't marry her, but you are king. If your heart desires her, and if she desires you back, you might still enjoy her. I know. I do not usually speak of such things, but in this rare case, I have a feeling you might need a bit of encouragement. So forgive my suggestion. It meant no offense, but any lady would be lucky to have you. Even if she could not be a wife. You should ask. If it would make you feel better, if it would bring you back to your courtly duties, I'm sure everyone here would be more than happy to assist. I can let her know. Is that what you need? Well, spill it. Tell me everything, and if I can be of assistance, I will. I know her, truly. Well. Don't tell me she's one of the guards. You fell for a guard? Goodness. No judgment, of course. There are many lovely ladies amongst our ranks. I only meant that... Well... I would think one of us would not be worthy of such attentions. Though I'm sure she would be more than honoured. Well, go on. Don't keep me in such suspense. I see. You truly harbor such feelings for me. All this time. How could I have been such a fool not to notice? Be an honor. I would love to. Might I kiss you? If only. Glimpse of what it might be like. Your mood has greatly improved already. If I had known that was all it took, I would have provided you with this service long ago. If you want me, you shall have me. I think it would be more fun if you did it yourself. Oh, but I serve you all the time, Your Grace. The least you could do is remove my clothes with your own hands. Think of it as your first task, again, as king. To be with you like this, Your Grace, it's... I never imagined... No, I need it. If it please you, Your Grace, I would have you relieve yourself inside of me. Yes, it's more than fine. I want nothing more than to be of use to you, Your Grace. I had never imagined that. It is an honor, unlike any other. Huh? Don't hold back. Service to your majesty. I hope that from now on you might see fit to bestow this gift upon me again.